This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police using tear gas and rubber bullets fought off protesters Monday as they tried to break through a police cordon that is trapping hundreds of them on a university campus. VOA's Bill Gallo is at the university.
Early Monday, VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Some were marched in front of reporters as they were taken away towards waiting police vans. Thousands of riot and other police have surrounded the campus of the Hong Kong Polytechnic University for the past day, warning students to drop their weapons. But a hardcore group shows no signs of surrender. A student protester who was in contact with friends inside the campus told VOA that as many as several hundred more may be present. The clashes are some of the worst violence since anti-government protests began in Hong Kong 5 months ago. The students are calling for democratic reforms in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. Iraqi security officials say anti-government demonstrators in the south have blocked roads leading to the country's main port. In Baghdad, protesters forced the closure of Iraq's central bank. A Basra official says protesters burned tires on Monday, blocking the roads to the busy port. On Sunday, two protesters were wounded when security forces fired tear gas in renewed confrontations with demonstrators. Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Moscow has successfully handed three naval ships back to Ukraine. The ships were captured last year. It was a goodwill gesture ahead of peace talks next month.